That was quite the Labor Day classic, wasn't it? A few heart-stopping moments in the final couple of minutes there, but we got her done, and now it's off to the Banjo Bowl, the rematch coming up on the weekend this Saturday. Joining me now, Green Zone analyst, Grey Cup champ, Belton Johnson. Before I get to the game, Belton, how's the back-to-school atmosphere in your home this morning?
Well, the two older ones, they're hemming and hawing, they want to go to bed last night. Like, nope, get your butts to bed. But the youngest one, she's the one that she is ready. She knows where she's sitting and just pumped and excited for today, right?
Well, that's awesome to hear. Well, how pumped are you after that big game on the weekend?
Woo, doggy, what a game. That was great, man. I'm going to tell you, the Riders, they're a good team, Grant, right? And, to have to bounce back the way that they did there, they lost to the Stamps a couple weeks there ago. And to come out physically the way they did, and I'm just glad that they were able to hang on to that win there, Greg.
Well, yeah, it got a little dicey in those final moments, but thank goodness for Tavon Campbell to the rescue there and running it, that interception, mm-hmm. 12 yards. So is there anything you want to hang your hat on, like one person in particular? Because I would think that you would have thought Lee Carney was your beast, was he not?
Oh, he was, man. The two sacks, the forced fumble, and I don't know. They just kept hounding Kolaris back there, right? And, just the defense overall, I think, with five sacks. You mentioned the interception there. And the way that they were able to hold Brady Oliveira in check, I'm not sure if it was the Riders D or the Bombers offense that held Oliveira in check, because I think he only had, five carries?
Five carries, yeah. Yeah, that helped a lot. Belton, I got to ask you, let's talk about how the Riders caught Winnipeg off guard by having Trevor Harris punt the ball when they were third and six late in the fourth, leading 31-24.
Big third down coming up here, and he's going to punt it. And a good one it is for Harris as Nichols takes it down to the goal line and then gets tackled in the end zone.
That was a wild sequence at Rouge, but had Harris shanked that for a return, maybe worse, pulled a hammy, the game may have been a disaster. They did that. That was the coach's call purely because of lack of confidence in Brett Lawther, right?
I think so. To me, that's what you want to do is try to get the ball in position to, kick a field goal. And I think that would have been a makeable field goal. But me as a fan, I'm not confident in Brett Lawther right now. So I was even there before the game there listening with Jamie. And I'm talking to Jamie. Like, they said, punt the ball. Just punt it. And that was a surprise play there for me, the pooch kick by the quarterback.
Well, I know it's just a day off today here, but do you not think Coach Mace has to clearly now address this? Like, I kind of feel like, as much as I love Brett Lawther as a guy and a community leader here, it's time to maybe put him back down to the practice roster and go ahead. And you got to do that earlier this week, I think, because it's clear now that they don't have the confidence in him.
Well, I would have thought that they would have had the new kicker playing in the Labor Day classes, to be honest with you, Greg. So, yes, I do think it's time, as a kicker, kicking, subpar 60% field goal, that's not good, right? So I think it's time. Will they do it? I have no idea yet.
I think they have to do it. It has to be taken care of early this week. I really do, or else I understand, he had a tough week too, right? Personally, baby. What a cute baby, by the way. They showed the picture on television. Congratulations to them. But I think the coach has got to make a move this week. Joe, I was surprised too how much he played. You?
I was surprised at how much he played, but I'm glad he played. I think that guy, I think he's their energy guy, their rah-rah guy. I think every team needs a guy like an Joe on their team. And when he caught that, 2-point convert there and did his little dance, it was, I don't know, everybody was pumped up and excited in the fans.
Yeah, right? He pumps both fans and teammates up, doesn't he? Okay, are they going to win in the rematch coming up?
Oh, they're going to beat the brakes off them in the rematch. You watch and see, Greg. Watch and see.
Belton Johnson, great take. I always love when you're on the show. Hope you enjoy your morning with the kids dropping them off at school.
Hey, have a good one, Greg.
Yes, in about an hour from now, the bell will ring out. Back to school for the first time in the new year. It is exciting. I'm a little nervous as a dad. I always worry about, okay, you know, will everything go as smooth? But man, there is a lot of excitement in the air for a lot of parents as you get the kids prepared to hustle back to school.
We had to get like 8 erasers and like all these different notebooks. And so you're kind of sorting through to making sure you're getting like the right notebook that has the right lines in it.
We still have some leftovers from last year I'm going to throw in there for him.
There's lots to get. So we kind of like send half and then as they need it, we send more.
All right. So the backpack has been checked. All the back to school supplies are there. Got the new and improved lunch. Do you have a solid lunch that you love to brag about? Like some people, you know, put Hot Pockets or some macaroni and thermoses. Yeah, but that's a good lunch. Do you granola bars, fruit snacks added to it? What were lunches like for you, though, in school?
Well, me and my sister, we packed our own lunches from a pretty young age. So, I mean, it was you went to the pantry and just kind of grabbed one of everything. And it was fruit roll-ups and bear paws and Scooby-Doo snacks and basically everything packaged.
It was bologna sandwiches with margarine and mustard. And it was the bread that sticks to the top of your mouth. And it's just something about that that is so satisfying. Like, I miss those sandwiches.
Chicken sushi. Just rice with the nori papers and cucumbers, maybe some carrots and avocado, and cooked chicken and roll it up, give them some soya sauce, and they're happy.
Actually, a lot of kids started to bring, you know, instant noodles. They would bring them just as a dry package, crunch them up, and they would just eat dry instant noodles for lunch.
Yeah, instant noodles were popular, and the Bunwich. Kevin Martell told me that every day he had a Bunwich. I used to be close enough to home that I could just whip home. It was usually tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches. But 1-877-300-7275. How does the back-to-school lunch look in the kit you're sending the kids off to school with? Share your examples. 1-877-300-7275. Even though today is opening day for students, on the high school level, they get a jump on high school football because last Friday, all 11 teams were in action. Knoll defeated Leboldus. Belfer beat the combination of Martin and Luther. Congrats to Miller defeating Riffle. O'Neill lost to Tom. Sheldon easily beat Estevan and Campbell. Beat Johnson. But yeah, high school football came back earlier so that everyone could get 7 games in. And last week I spoke with Dwayne L., high school athletics director, and he was warning high school students, be listening for the sports announcements when you get to school today.
Rob, sports season's busy, so the kids will get back, so they'll have to pay attention to announcements because 5 of our 11 sports have something going on right at the beginning of the year. Kids will have to listen for cross country. That's starting up. Soccer starting up, volleyball starting up, and a new one this year is we're doing provincial golf qualifier. So 5 of our 11 sports are going. There's a lot of activities to go and get involved in. It's always best to get out and give it a try and see where you fit in.
Wait until the dust settles. You live, you learn, you love, you learn, you cry, you learn, you learn.
Well, we are getting closer and closer. It's almost here at the start of a brand new school year. School bells will be ringing out here shortly. It's September 2nd, start of a brand new month, and we're back to packing lunches, rushing to get out of the door on time, running home from work to get to those extracurricular activities that are going to start to pile up, and pushing the kids to do their homework, get to bed early, get into that regular routine that almost fall brings. Yeah, almost. We still got a couple of weeks of summer officially here yet, but it's starting to feel a little crisper in the evenings a lot earlier, that's for sure. Even as hot as it was on the weekend. Sunday night after the game, sitting out on the deck a few hours later, it gets a little chilly. Some of the blankets were coming out here. But besides the first day of school, September brings 7 more games in the CFL. That's how many are left for the Riders, who are now 9-2. Quite the game. Nerve-wracking finish. Green and white hung on, though, to beat Winnipeg in the Labor Day Classic. 34-30. But not before Winnipeg got to within 2 points. 30 seconds left.
Dramatic 2-point try. Campbell gets to the end zone, and we got a 4-point game.
I watched the game on television, and it sounded electric. As you heard in that clip, I heard in person, it was just an awesome atmosphere. Green Zone callers, they were on the edge of their seats, happy after the game.
I love that we're 9-2. There was great energy tonight. This is what the CFL, the Labor Day Classic, is about.
It was a good game, really good game.
In front of a crowd like that, that was great. From this point on, everybody is going to have to sweat a lot more than we are.
I hate to be the guy to call it right now, but you know, this could be our year.
Ooh, doggy! That's what I call a classic.
Unless that is a classic response to Ryder quarterback Trevor Harris said Ryder Nation deserves a pat on the back.
I think Ryder Nation needs to know that they made an impact tonight and that we're in this together. And so next home game, let's sell that thing out. Let's get that thing rocking again and, you know, forevermore. This is the place to play in the league. This is the place I've always wanted to be and where I'd love to retire.
Next up, the rematch, of course, the Banjo Bowl, Saturday in Winnipeg. And I don't know if you missed it or not, but that 50-50 was huge. Over 745,000 in the pocket of someone by the name of Brendan Abraham. Congratulations. That's a big win here, too. There's lots of football going on, of course. Regina Rams started their season 1-0. They had a dramatic overtime victory in Calgary against the Dinos, 43-36, the final score there. And the Pats, they were back. As training camp began last week, they had their blue and white game. No Maddox Schultz. He was not dressed for the game. And then their preseason will kick off tomorrow in Swift Current. And then their first preseason home game is this Friday as they host the Wheat Kings. And this week, by the way, is what they're calling Regina Pasta Week ahead of the Queen City Marathon to help you carb load in the tastiest way possible. So a lot of downtown restaurants are going to be offering special fuel up pasta dishes. Perfect for marathon training or even just treating yourselves. I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? Waiting on this for a while now. Paying my dues to the dirt. I've been waiting to smile, eh? Been holding it in for a while, eh? Well, as we head back to school today, I thought it would be nice to introduce you to a young lady headed back herself by the name of Elda Perro, who has written a book. Her own book, and she hopes that you'll buy and read, and she's become an author at the age of 13, and I wanted to help spread the word of the work that she's done. Elle, welcome to the show.
Hi, Greg. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Your mom is behind you, looking on proudly. So you've dreamed of writing your book for how long now? You're 13 now. Mm-hmm. When did you start visualizing that you were going to become Regina's biggest selling author?
Well, in grade 6... I started writing a book because it's always been my dream to be an author. I have no idea when that dream started. I guess it's just always been my dream to write a book.
Why not a movie star or a TV star? Like, what are the perks of being an author? No one really knows you. They just read about you.
I definitely just like telling stories that people will know that I write.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just something about it just makes me feel happy. Like, every day after school, I'd look forward to come home and start writing a little bit more in my book, like a chapter or two.
Tell me about this book. What's it called?
Okay, so my book is called Coming Home, and it's inspired by a true story about my uncle and auntie's two dogs who ran away and went missing. And this happened 7 years ago.
With no spoilers whatsoever, what's this book about then, about their journey?
So Charlie and Tack are both house dogs, and they're brothers. They were adopted as brothers and raised as brothers. It's just about the adventure that they have during the time that they went missing. And it's touched the hearts of so many, and it's made it onto newspapers. And I think 7 years ago, John Gormley interviewed my uncle about the whole story as well.
Wow, John Gormley. At the time, these dogs went missing and everyone in the neighborhood was trying to help find them?
Yeah, like the story was so amazing. It made it everywhere to like news and everybody wanted to find these two dogs.
Loosely based on a true story. Mm-hmm. What do you want people to feel after they read this?
Lots of people have been telling me just like, it's been such an amazing story. You wrote it so well. And also like, I started crying like at the last chapter. It was so touching. That's what people have mostly
So that's what you really enjoy about this book.
Yeah,
Seeing someone cry at the end of it.
Yeah, I want them to feel the way our family felt when they came home.
Well, that's pretty cool. So like, did anyone advise you or did you do this all on your own?
I did this all on my own. I just thought, hey, it'd be fun to like write a story about something I know about, something that is very special to our family. So I just started writing it and then it became a book.
And now that you've done it, what advice would you give to any other kids out there that think, hey, I'd like to write my own book?
Well, personally, I think, like, if you want to write your own book, I think that it's a great idea. Maybe it won't get published, but I think that writing is such a great way to express how you feel, or like the story you want to tell others can mm-hmm. be put into a book
yeah.
in any way you want. Like, anything is possible with writing a book.
Well said. Elda Perel is my guest. Only 13, now an author. Her first book published. Get it on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Are you rich from this?
I actually don't know.
Well, like, how much does your book retail for?
Well, each one of my books are $20.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it should be 25. Bump it up to 25. Because you got a manager, right? Your manager's sitting behind you.
Yes.
Tell everyone who your manager is.
My manager is my very amazing mom.
Yeah. Are you going to write another one anytime soon? Have you got an idea?
People have asked me that. I don't know. I've been thinking about it. I don't know what I'd write it about, but I definitely think that I would like to write another one.
Well, I think you're going to be an amazing author.
Thank you.
You know, you're great in your first radio interview.
Yeah, my first radio interview.
You want to give a shout out to anyone? Like,
I go to Regina Christian School.
Oh, okay. Anyone you want to say hi to? Are you looking forward to going back to school?
Not the work portion of it, but the friend part of it. I'm very excited for.
I feel that you could teach your own class. Maybe you should just skip going back to class, become a teacher immediately, and teach everyone how to write a book.
Oh, wow. I mean, ELA has always been my strong suit. That's always my favorite subject.
Well, thanks for coming in here today and enlightening us about your first ever book. And I hope it's a huge success. And then when you're laying on a bed of money a few years from now from so many book sales, remember Greg Morgan.
Okay, I will.
Thanks for coming in, Elle.
Thank you so much for having me.
If you want a link to where you can find her book, make sure you check out the CJME Morning Show Facebook page as well.